From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Several economic headwinds are combining to create a difficult financial environment for some farmers. Chad Smith has details.
Farmers, particularly those raising grain crops, are struggling economically due to a number of key challenges. Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says this is a rare intersection of high expenses and low income.
It's a combination of nearly record low crop prices and ever increasing input costs or production expenses. We've lost more than 160,000 farms since the 2017 Census of Agriculture. There's a lot of difficult conversations happening around those farm tables.
He said farmers also have to deal with uncertainty in areas like trade, labor, and the farm safety net. Kiefer said the difference between input costs and crop prices is causing the biggest challenge.
Farm production expenses have increased steadily every year since 2018, the last time a full farm bill was passed. And farm expense estimates right now are far surpassing the income for the farmers who raise major crops.
More information is available at fb.org. Chad Smith, Washington.
Trump's trade battle with China puts stress on U.S. soybean farmers. More when Farm Weekend returns.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
In retaliation against President Donald Trump's high tariffs, China has stopped the purchase of American soybeans in a boycott. President Trump imposed tariffs on Chinese goods. China responded with tariffs of its own, totaling up to 34% on U.S. soybeans. Purchasing at least a quarter of all soybeans grown in the U.S., China has been a large consumer of American-grown soybeans, and as harvest approaches, it is causing concern for the farmers and their future income. Chief Executive of the U.S. Soybean Export Council, Jim Sutter, said, "I'm honestly getting worried that the time is running out." U.S. and Chinese officials have held four rounds of trade talks between May and September, with another likely to occur in the coming weeks. No progress on soybeans has been reported thus far. In response to the negotiation standstill, farmers are working to boost consumption of soybean products within the U.S. through biodiesel production and livestock feed production. Next, Insight with Greg Deering.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, in the hustle of the day, don't forget to tend to your own well-being. Just like you check on your cattle and crops, take a moment to check in with yourself and your neighbors. Mental health is just as crucial as the health of your farm. So let's look out for each other. Reach out, lend an ear, and remember, it's okay to ask for help. This message brought to you by Kansas Farm Bureau and Kansas Farmers Union.
Now, Insight with Greg Deering.
It's hard to imagine going to work on payday, only to find you have less money than you started with. But that's the reality many Kansas farmers are facing this fall. Nearly every acre of corn and soybeans is expected to cost more to grow than it will bring in at the elevator. Good yields don't make up for low prices. If conditions don't improve soon, many producers will sell their crops at a loss. Global markets and tough competition abroad haven't helped. China hasn't purchased a single order of soybeans this year, despite being our top buyer just a year ago. At home, fewer cattle on feed are pushing grain prices down, while beef stays near record highs. The slowdown in the crop economy will ripple beyond the farm, with fewer trips to Main Street for purchases both small and large. This downturn is discouraging, but not yet dire. Farmers can store grain to wait for better prices or rely on equity built up during better times. And there's always hope that trade picks up or markets rally over the winter. If you're feeling the weight of this moment, know that you are not alone. Better times are ahead. Until then, take care of yourself and take care of each other.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.